after the second set of claps.
Yeah.
Professionalism.
Hey, everybody. We're recording a professional show, so hopefully, if I'm not a fucking lazy asshole, I spliced in some music. As you heard, we have Ian here.
Hello.
And we have a special treat.
That's right.
As some of you may heard, we have a...
Some of you may heard cats, dogs... Well, probably like cows or sheep. Those are mostly herded animals.
God damn it.
See, I was trying to make fun of you and then wound up screwing it up even more.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to make fun of me. I acknowledge that. I'm pretty unassailable.
There's a certain level of perfection that's hard to touch.
Exactly. So here's the deal. We decided, in order to promote this little magazine we've got.
That's right.
Digitally Stimulated.
And it's stimulating.
What we would do is we're going to play... Ian's going to coach me on a little game called Punch Out.
That's right. By the way, if you're interested in Digitally Stimulated, you can buy it at various digital storefronts. Well, one digital storefront.
Amazing.
It's a small independent company called Amazon.com.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they wouldn't want a jungle-themed bookstore, but hey, what do I know?
I got jungle fever, baby.
That's
not just about banging someone who's black.
See, that's the thing I can't say. I can't get away with that anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can't. That's no. True. Because it'd be like, that could be true.
Wilma, I'm sorry.
So here's what we're going to do. Ian is going to coach me through this very, well, a game that starts easy and then gets super difficult.
That's right.
And the reason we picked this game, was because I think that I can do okay for a while, and then this is quickly going to become an exercise in frustration for you.
Yeah.
And I hope that that will be entertaining.
Well, and I think part of the sort of origin of it is that I got this game on a 3DS digital sale.
Uh-huh.
I never really played it much as a kid.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I played it for a little while, but we got to King Hippo and got stuck.
Okay.
Like, I remember that very specifically. But as an adult, I was like, oh, I'm not a dumb kid, so I figured out how King Hippo works.
Right.
And I got to Mr. Dream, who is the substitute for Mike Tyson.
Right, they took Mike Tyson out.
They took Mike Tyson out, but like, I can't really get past Mr. Dream.
Oh, okay.
So that's about where I am in this game.
So you haven't defeated Mr. Dream?
No.
Okay. I can get probably about, I don't know, a third of the way through, I would say.
Okay.
Before I get completely stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing, this game should be a fun one because it's a boxing game.
Right.
It's basically a Rocky ripoff. You're kind of a Rocky type guy and you fight, opponents that range in stereotypicalness from very to super
to extremely. It is sort of a reduction from the arcade version of this game, where I think I was telling Peter before the show, they had the most racist name ever. Now, some of the things here are like, I'm trying to think of the most racist name in this game. I think Great Tiger comes pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's an Indian guy.
With a turban.
And his turban flashes when he's about to punch you.
And a tiger skin sort of hanging in the background.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing because it's a video game, right?
Right.
So they want to put in a thing that they're like, we want to have a tell when this guy's about to punch you. What should we do? How about a little jewel in his turban flashes?
Right.
You're like, okay.
And some are less than others. Like, yeah. Bald Bull is from Turkey, but that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there's nothing particularly Turkishly offensive.
Yeah.
Unless there's some kind of...
It's like a skin tone difference, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Your
coach guy...
Oh, my God.
...is a little bit... Well, look, I don't understand something about... I don't know how racist he is or isn't. Like, he's a very... What I would call a racist caricature of a black guy.
Yeah.
But this was made in Japan... And a lot of times in the comics, you'll see that progressed way longer in Japan. Could be because they didn't have, America's history of horrific slavery and racism.
Yeah. It's like they kind of borrowed something and didn't really know what it meant. Like, I remember being in Korea and seeing those kind of caricatures on scarecrows and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like, it might mean something different in Japan, or it might mean something different. Like, it's sort of the same symbol, but...
Yeah, it's like, it's the super dark skin with the... white lips that look like a ring was placed on, like a shower curtain ring was placed on his face. That's how his lips are made.
And it might just be that some of those, like, I guess like something like China might have encountered Africans every now and then and made a stereotypical version as well. But
yeah,
I don't really know where they got that, you know, where that came from. But yeah, they don't have the same history with it. So they seem to use it with impunity. Like, I think it was in Dragon Ball Z they had a character that kind of looked like that. There's also a Pokemon that kind of looks like that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know. See, and I don't know, too, if... Well, I don't know. I feel like Japan might be more homogeneous than the United States. And so maybe they just don't have as many people complain about it because they're like, I don't know how many black people live there, but I don't think it's a lot. I have no idea, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how many black people there are in... I mean, I don't know how many non-Japanese people there are in Japan.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
like, I don't know if there's anyone who's not Japanese basically walking around to say, I don't know. I mean, all the Japanese culture I've experienced is manga and Game Center CX, which is a great show that you can watch on the internet, and that's basically it.
It's the same, like, you can watch it in the same internet where you can buy our magazine.
Yeah, just buy our magazine. Okay.
All right.
Should we get started?
So let's do some punch-out.
What was the racist guy name? Did you even say it?
Oh, the most racist one from the arcade was an Italian guy. Yeah. And his name is Pizza Pasta.
Pizza Pasta.
Like, it's not even... Other things are at least somewhat creative, where there's, like, you know, Von Kaiser's the German guy.
Yeah, and
Great Tiger's the Indian guy. Or, like, Soda Popinski in this one. But in the arcade, he was Vodka Drunkinski.
Which is also pretty fucking great.
It's great, but it's at least, like, they put some effort into it.
Soda Popinski was weird, because he's, like, a big Russian guy, and he's drinking a bottle, you know? And you're like, I guess this guy just really likes soda pop when you're a little kid. I guess that's like his weird quirk. You know how like in an 80s action movie, a bad guy would have a quirk like he always chews juicy fruit or some bullshit like
He's got a martini glass full of jelly beans.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, Nicolas Cage was
the good guy.
Yeah. Was he the good guy? That was in Ghost Rider.
It was in Ghost Rider, and it was a martini glass with only red and yellow jelly beans in it. And he would drink the jelly beans from the glass.
Oh, God. I think since we're here, I can tell the story about when the jelly beans, like the jar of jelly beans, just showed up at my house.
Okay, I'm going to start because the first guy is pretty easy.
Is that this jar of jelly beans just showed up at my house?
So like this is Glass Joe from France. He's the biggest wuss and he's from France.
That's also kind of stereotypical here, too.
Yeah.
He's also one of the, like, I remember his armpit hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, the jar of jelly beans just showed up at my house and I had no idea where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this giant jar of jelly beans where I just can't eat that many jelly beans. Now, Wilma comes over and eats like a small like smattering of them.
Right, like four or five at a time.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's just no way I can eat, like, that these jelly beans will get consumed. So I'm not really sure what to do with this jar of jelly beans.
Well, it's these jelly bellies that you're like...
It's a variety pack.
Yeah, and that's a problem because there's like, if you eat eight... You're going to eat one that tastes like shit.
Right.
Like, absolutely. There's no way around it.
It's like, I have to pick out the ones that I like that she doesn't. Like, buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Not one of her.
No. Like, what I pick out for her, though, is the banana one.
Okay, so that's the sound of me knocking down Glass Joe, but he's probably not knocked out. Yeah. See, that's me, too. Like, there's some that I just fucking hate. Other people seem to like.
I'll say the banana one even has like a color that's weird for bananas. Now, I'm not a banana person, but like, I kind of feel like if a banana is kind of black, it's not very good anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you don't eat the black bananas.
They get a little overripe.
And so it's like the color of an overripe banana.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a good color for a banana jelly bean, except for like, you need to distinguish it from all the lemon jelly beans they have.
Yes.
And pineapple?
Yes. There's too many of the same colors.
Right.
Let's see. Mario, by the way, is the ref, and he's counting out. Oh, he got it up to eight.
There's only, like, one character in the game that will get up after, like, an eight count.
Oh, God damn it. I was about to hit him with a special
super
punch.
You were about to hit
him
with, an uppercut punch.
I was going to knock
his ass
out.
But then the round went out. By the way, for those of you who've never played Punch-Out, welcome.
Yeah.
Earth is a planet that's mostly ocean. it might look different from your rock on Mars.
Yeah, I mean, is it like wrong to just tell people like, look, Google fucking Punch Out, watch a 2-second video, it's a boxing game, you'll get it in 2 seconds. I don't know. How wrong
is
that?
It's really like one of those very simple games that doesn't have much of a premise. Like Mario, you kind of have to explain a premise.
Yeah.
This is like, you box people.
You punch. You can punch low, you can punch high, and you can block.
Right.
And that's basically it.
It's a boxing game, but it's not like an arcade. Like, it's not a sports simulation. It's not trying to be real boxing at all.
And you can dodge, but you can't. You're not, like, moving around the ring at all. Right.
You can kind of throw low punches, high punches, dodge, and throw uppercuts occasionally. Nail him in the face.
Oh, down he goes. Boom. And Mario's the referee, and he's in, you know, he looks especially fat in his button-up shirt, bow tie, and suspenders.
No, in fairness, he looks like the most like a real person somehow in Punch-Out.
Well, all the opponents in Punch-Out are kind of funny because they're gigantic.
Yes.
Like, compared to, it's like,
It's like not even it's like a Rocky child. IV.
Yes.
Like it's everything is like basically if we had to say that it's a like a Rocky movie, it's really all like Rocky IV.
Okay, now I'm fighting Von Kaiser with an evil he looks like fucking Red Baron from the pizza box.
Now, what's strange is that like as you progress, like the weight seems to keep going up.
Yeah.
Like, each boxer gets heavier and heavier.
Yes. Ignoring that boxing is usually done by weight class.
Yeah.
They're so just like, whatever, you work your way up. Now, I don't really remember how to beat this guy, and I'm just kind of counting on remembering.
I mean, this is the guy where, like, basically you have to learn to dodge.
Ow. Not going super well.
Because he does this sort of head shaky thing.
And then he punches you.
Yeah.
And
if you alternate, you can go faster, too.
Okay. Yeah, I just hit with my right, because I just don't care. Ooh. And you can get little stars.
Like, if you hit people at the right time, like with Von Kaiser, if you can hit him, like, he does the sort of wobbly head thing before he punches. If you hit him in that point, you can get a star punch.
It's like a shitty movie about poker, right? You know how every poker movie is like, no, no, see, what you got to do, he's got to tell. And then this is a thing they do in every poker movie. They're like, oh, every time he's got a good card, he touches his mustache. And you're like, if that really fucking happened, how would this guy ever have excelled
become a
in
professional,
poker?
Like, yeah. Become a professional poker player.
No
Peter
one else noticed
Von
this?
Kaiser down a second time. Most of the time in Punch-Out, you win by getting a TKO, by knocking them down three times in one round.
Yeah, which can be tough. Because it kind of depends on what they do. If they do something, you know, that allows you to knock them out.
Right.
Because when they make a move, you counter, and then that's when you get to put them down. I'm feeling like the controls are a little sluggish, and I'm concerned.
Peter is using an emulated version because he's a criminal. Actually, no, you're not a criminal now, because you've bought a version of Punch-Out legally.
I have.
So now since you own a legal version of Punch-Out, you can emulate this one to your heart's content.
And now I'm in the title bout. So now I'm fighting Piston Honda from Tokyo, Japan.
And he is about 30 pounds heavier than the last guy and like 60 pounds heavier than Glass Joe.
Also,
so we've jumped 60 pounds in weight, and plus you're fighting somebody who's 107 pounds.
Also, I didn't notice that I'm 17.
Yes, you're not even like 18 years old.
I didn't notice that until I've played this game. I didn't notice till just now. I'm fucking 17 years old.
Well,
fighting
is,
around the world.
This is also the game that, like, pretty recently someone discovered, like, a hidden trick with a beard man.
Oh, yeah, a guy in the crowd. There's, like, a hidden Easter egg. If you're, like, a user of Facebook, you've probably seen this discussed. Uh-oh.
As a user of Reddit, I found it pretty quickly, but...
Yeah. Have you seen... There's a new NES console coming out that's, like, a mini NES, and it comes loaded with 30 games. And it's just an NES console. I don't remember what I did to dodge this multi-punch attack. But I'm getting my ass kicked.
Like,
oh my god.
With the piston charge, you usually have to like you have to hit him before like as he's coming down.
Now, when you get knocked down, I think I get knocked down. You have to like repeatedly push the button in order to get back up. That's not just like a thing I was doing because I'm like five, right? And I'm like, push the button. That was Piston Honda. I can't remember how I dodged that thing. I feel like I just blocked it.
I think you can. Yeah,
but I'm having trouble blocking right now.
You can block it, but it's usually like if you can nail him, It'll knock him out right away.
Do I punch him high or low?
I think it's you have to punch him high, because whatever Bald Bull is,
that's a high.
So it might be a low.
Or maybe it's a... I can't remember. How are you going to coach me on this if you don't even know?
I'm trying to remember. Like, it's been a while since I played this one, but I think it's low.
Oh, shit. That was close.
No, it's a high one, because, like, Bald Bull's low.
Okay. My coach is giving me advice. Give him a fast uppercut when he's stunned. And then he says, where's the NHK TV camera? Hello, Tokyo. See, now they didn't say, like, hero.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. I say hero to the cat. Because for some reason, I feel like that's how the cat would talk.
The cat would, like, talk with a sort of racist Japanese accent.
Well, I just think...
He'd talk like Charlie Chan.
She doesn't have lips. So she would have a hard time with, you know, and her tongue doesn't work the same.
So you got actually the good strategy there. Like, if you go into round... Like, if you're near the end of the first round, you want to try to get them low health but not knocked out all the way.
Oh, so then when I come back in the next round, I can put him down immediately. Oh, shit. Hi? Oh, I got him. That was close.
You got the high punch.
Boom. Suck it, Piston. He only stayed down for a two count.
That's true, but now you got him down twice.
That's true. I just need one more. I just need one more lucky star here.
Oh, and look, you got a lucky star.
There it is, shit.
Three times.
So now he's a TKO. So far, I've been doing pretty good, I have to say. I just made it through the, like, minor circuit.
Right.
I have chubby little legs. There we go. We have a new champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new champion.
Awesome.
Push start.
Now we have an awesome training sequence.
This is the best, most rewarding part of the game.
Your fat coach is riding his bike along what I assume to be New York. And then you're in a bright pink sweatsuit jogging behind him. And you get up to... Oh, well, I guess I assumed it's New York because there's a fucking Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
But this is your reward for being good at fight. I think Cassie broke my door. I might have to get up and...
You mean Poo Master Flex?
Yeah.
We'll edit that out.
Okay, you have to keep talking for a second.
What's really interesting is, like, there's a Wii version of the game, and then there's, like, a sad version of this ending, where, like, after you finish the game and you retire, your trainer guy will go through the museum, and he'll look at all the bouts and things and all of your friends. And, like, as one of the museum pieces, there's a little bike. And he's looking at the bike, and he's so sad. Like, oh, I remember the good days back when Mac and I trained together. You and Doc, Mac and Doc Lewis. That's really what it's all about as I'm watching Poon Master Flex and Peter struggle with this door here in the helpful snow. What do you call the studio now?
I don't have a name anymore.
By the way, for those of you who are curious and want to visit the Helpful Snow Studios, it's on a Pokestop if you're playing Pokemon Go.
That's true. Other game news.
That's right. I can actually sit here right now and load up on my Pokeballs.
So now I'm fighting Don Flamenco.
His apartment is full of Pokemon, too. Every time I've come here, there's like three Pokemon inside.
It's fucking infested.
Yeah, it's infested with Pokemon.
Now this asshole is flamenco dancing his way into the ring, holding a rose in his teeth, begging for an ass kicking.
Right. The second time I fought him, he was the only one I couldn't beat except by decision.
Uh-oh. He has this big uppercut. Ah! This guy is just getting a lot of punches to the face. Ridiculous number.
Like, he screws up once and you're just going to have to punch him out.
Yeah.
In Punch Out by Nintendo.
Down he goes. Eat it, Don Flamenco.
Cassie's sketching your victory.
Poon Master Flex.
Poon Master Flex.
Oh, shit. Now, you can get, like, exhausted, which makes it harder to dodge, and also you can't punch. It's very annoying. Because this game is called Punch Out, not Be Tired Out. Not Worn Out. Not Puss Out.
Not Wimp Out?
Sure.
Not Knocked Out.
Uh-oh,
Knockered
my
Out?
My computer went to sleep.
Oh, crap!
That's what my screensaver says. You know, that's a good thing to say on a screensaver.
You're like, oh no, your computer's broken. It should be like you should change all of your coworkers'
He knocked me down.
Wow.
Hardcore. I'm having a little trouble. Oh, I gotta push the button. I forgot.
Get up.
Okay. I mean, so far, I haven't had too much trouble here.
So you're about to end round one.
Oh, god damn it.
Do you know the select trick?
No.
Oh, if you press select, like, during this part, you can get your life back.
During this part? When they're talking?
Mm-hmm.
How many times? Oh, like he's patting me?
Yeah.
How many times can I do this?
Just keep doing. Like, you can only do it for between one round. But press start to go back in.
Is it making this guy... This guy is kind of, like, jacking me off.
Yeah, now you can press start to go back in and see if you gained any life back.
I didn't know this was a thing. Did I? Oh my god, I got so much life back.
How's that for coaching?
That's a good trick. It's good to know.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then you just punch him.
See, Peter got like Don Flamenco here like halfway down before he went into the second round, so it makes the opening thing you can knock him down right away.
See, I'm good at sports, guys.
Sports, sports.
Sports, 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 sports. Oh, shit. Now I'm tired again. I'm in trouble.
Ugh. When you get tired, too, if you press the buttons, you'll recover faster.
Oh, I didn't know
that. If you mash the buttons.
I don't know if I could do that and get out of the way. Now, my thing is, it seems like when I play, if you get knocked down, you can only get knocked down 3 times, period. Like, it doesn't matter if it's in one round. You just won't get back up a third time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's been my experience, too. Like, okay. If I get knocked down... in the later fights, if you get knocked down, like, a second time, or if you get knocked down, like, in round two...
Yeah.
You're just down.
Yeah, I've gone down after two. I've just never... I don't think gotten up after three. Even if it's in totally different rounds. Ah, shit.
See,
I tired myself out. Here we go. More punching. Done.
Yep, there it is. TKO.
Suck it.
Do-do-do-do-do. I wonder if this is thrilling to people at home.
Now, how does this compare to how my ability as you thought it would be?
I thought it would be much slower going. I thought it would be much harder.
I think it'll slow down probably now.
Yeah. See, now this is where in the game the weight class is just completely thrown out. Because King Hippo's weight is, like, unknown. Like, they didn't bother to weigh... What kind of boxing league decides, you know what, we're not going to even bother weighing people as they go in. The weigh-in is, like, a big event for major... for major fights.
Yeah.
You know, like, where they do it in front of the press and do it in front of everybody. But they're like, we don't know how old he is. We don't know how heavy King Hippo is. He gets to wear his crown in the ring.
They don't even ask him how old he is.
They're like, how old are you? And he went...
Fuck you.
Meh.
King Hippo is also like, he's a character I'd be tempted to call racist, but I'm not really sure. Like, he's supposed to be Hawaiian, I guess.
Like, from some kind of Pacific island.
But he doesn't. Do you think he looks racist?
I mean, the fact that he pulled Hawaii out.
Well, it's South Pacific Island.
Like, he could be from, like, something like New Zealand or something like that.
Sure. I mean,
he has a weird theme too.
Yeah, I just assumed he was Hawaiian because he's a big fatso.
But what kind of Pacific island has a hippo on it?
That's a good question. Oh shit, I screwed up.
Now King Hippo is one where like there's a particular trick to beating him.
Yeah, this is something I learned.
Then you have to hit him in the mouth and then hit him in the gut.
Yeah, you have to. When he goes to punch you, you hit him, and then his pants fall down. For some reason, this just turns into, like, a weird... Oh, shit. I missed my chance. His pants fell down, but he got him up too fast.
It turns into, like, some kind of weird thing. Now, he hits, like, a brick. Like, he hits, like, a truck.
Yeah, you can only get hit a couple times, and I've got hit a couple times. And it's hard to tell sometimes which kind of punch he's going to go for, because you can only hit him in the face when he goes for, like, a high punch.
Right. Like, if he goes for a jab... Now, he telegraphs his jab pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
Because he, like, lifts it up towards his mouth.
It's just kind of hard, like, for me to know. I end up dodging a lot when I want to punch, and then I punch a lot when I want to dodge.
What's hard is that, this is the game where you get the yips.
Yeah.
Where, like, you start just dodging randomly.
He tricks you.
Yeah. And you're just like, and you get out of a rhythm.
His defense is too tough, Doc.
Yep.
Don't give up, Mac. Make him close his big mouth. Yeah. See, I feel like the guy gives you, like, tricks. He tries to.
Since Ian is your coach, is he this black gentleman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I am Doc Lewis.
We talked about how racist he looks already.
He looks like Stanley
from the... He does look kind of like a Nintendo-ized Stanley from The Office.
If there was a, like an NES homebrew game of The Office.
Yeah.
Which now I want to exist, so someone make that.
They could just put in...
If you make this game, we'll review it in our game magazine.
There you go.
Digitally stimulated.
If you make a The Office game
yeah.
several years after it's gone off the air, we would be happy to review it.
I mean, GoldenEye came out as a game way after the GoldenEye movie did.
I didn't know that.
All right. You should be good now.
Here we go. Damn it. Oh, no. We're in trouble.
So you went from, like, to give you an idea of how hard he hits, you went from basically full health to all the way up. There we go.
And then he does a little dance. And once you knock him down, he doesn't get up because he's a fatso.
Right.
So that's a plus.
It seems kind of like his coach did a bad job of, like, bandaging his weak spot as a target.
Yeah, apparently his weak spot is his belly button.
But I remember in high school, we had I took a student training of athletic injuries kind of class instead of PE.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things,
wait a minute, this was your, okay, so
this
now.
This was my PE class.
Great Tiger, which he's got a tiger pelt, like, on the, as his robe.
Yeah, he just walked into the ring with this tiger pelt.
Yeah, it weighs me by 30 pounds.
See, but this is the weight class that, I guess the last person was incredibly off, so they needed to offset it. But anyway.
Yeah, instead of doing PE.
I was told that, like, basically, like, if you're bandaging someone's, like, wrist or shoulder, you often have to bandage, like, both wrists or both shoulders if they're, like, football players or wrestlers.
Oh.
So you bandage one, people will know that's a weakness.
So you want to just make it look like an affect or something?
Well, you want to make sure, like, they don't know which one is the weak one.
Oh.
And so, like, somebody will try to go for, like, their, you know, left wrist instead of the right.
This is interesting information to have learned in a class when we had no boxing program in our school.
We had a wrestling program, yeah, but, like, boxing. Yeah, there were some wrestlers.
Boxing was, like, not a thing in
school.
But
boxing was not a thing. No. I don't know many high schools that have a boxing program.
The only one I've ever seen was in a Spider-Man comic. Because the principal was like, Peter Parker and Flash Thompson, you guys keep fighting. Maybe you guys should just really fight it out for real. This was the principal of the fucking school. Is yeah. like, maybe you guys should just punch each other for a while. And
just,
then
just punch it out. Like, just just work out your feelings that way.
Yeah, this is a responsible way to be a principal.
Maybe if there's a remake of Punch-Out, that could be the whole thing.
Okay, this I don't know how to do except to just block.
I just block this one, too. That's why it gives you so many punches,
boom.
Basically.
Knocked him down.
Like, one thing in the mechanics of this game, I guess if you've never played it, is that you get a limited number of hearts, and hearts are like punches.
Yeah.
If you connect, you don't lose any hearts. If they block it or if you miss, you lose hearts.
I'm making him jerk me off here.
Yeah. A kitten is no match for a tiger.
Yeah, that's
Thank
true.
Thank you. Come again.
Whoa. See, that was you bringing it in.
Yeah.
Not the game. I heard a racist thing about India. Oh, also, he can just vanish and reappear.
Yeah, like, it feels like if you have magic powers, that should be like in a class by itself.
Yeah. I don't think you should be. It's like if they had a Superman. You
right.
know, when he fought Muhammad Ali famously, it's like, no, I think he should probably fight, I don't know, Thor?
Darkseid?
Yeah, they like, should just fist fight. That's fair.
Like, not have Muhammad Ali, like, wasn't there some, like, weird red solar light thing?
They did a thing to, like, yeah, damage
to, like,
his powers or whatever.
Massively weaken Superman.
Which is stupid, though, because that's, like, if Muhammad Ali and I could beat Muhammad Ali, you know, now.
Like, do you think maybe they could have some kind of, like, ray to weaken Muhammad Ali and then just get a guy off the street to punch him out? Like, the same alien race could be like, we'll get at this Hobo Jim versus Muhammad Ali, and we'll use the weakening ray on Muhammad Ali.
This is what I'm saying. The weakening ray was Parkinson's, and now I could beat him. Like, in his last year of life, I am 90% sure I could beat Muhammad Ali in a boxing match because I think you could just push him over. Like, I don't think he could really stand very well, right?
I don't think so. At least you're challenging to something he was good at once, as opposed to like a
just beating up Christy Yamaguchi or something.
Well, kind of like, you know, holding hot cups of coffee contest.
Oh yeah, that would be fucked up.
It's like whoever spills the most coffee loses.
Yeah, I just think like that's the thing though. If you make you're like, all right, I'm fighting Superman, but mm-hmm. he's not really at his Superman best.
Right,
he's at his weakest.
You have you're going to round three with Great Tiger here.
Yeah, this could go to decision, which I've never done. If you go three rounds, mm-hmm. Then it goes to a decision, which that's just, I don't know how that mojo works at all.
But I know basically, like, to win the title, you always have to win by knockout.
Yeah, you can't win the whole game by decision, but
you can beat Tyson by decision.
You can't beat, I think, Bald Bull the second time by decision.
Yeah, like, if it's a title bout, you can't win by decision.
Yeah.
Like, you have to knock him out. But the other ones, you can win by decision, which is, like, if you get above a certain score.
Oof.
It qualifies. So basically in the round here, we're about halfway through round three. Peter's knocked down Great Tiger twice.
Suck it, Great Tiger. More like Pretty Okay Tiger.
Yeah. My guess here is he's going to go with his Magic Tiger attack again.
That would be great, because then if I can defeat him, he goes down again. He's over.
Yep, there Boom. It is.
See? Look how good I am at a game. I made this podcast.
Yeah.
The entire show, mm-hmm. just because I wanted to show people that I'm good at a game.
There's been several episodes leading up to this, like basically the whole history of the show.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was all to do a podcast, but it was really because I'm like, hey guys, I'm good at a thing. Fuck you.
He wrote Pete's unsent love letters.
All for this.
All for this.
Okay, now this motherfucker, Bald Bull, from Turkey.
Weighs you by like
almost 200 pounds.
He is 298 to what is it? You're like, you're 107.
Yes,
like you shouldn't be in the same weight class at all.
He's like seriously 10 pounds shy of outweighing me by 200 pounds. Like that's an entire. He's me, and then three more. This is gonna be tough. I can tell.
All right, so. What makes Bald Bull tough is that he has to sort of like spin, like he sort of rotates his hand in like a little wheel circle before he punches, and you have to get the timing down just right.
Uh-oh. Uppercutting me, punching me, defeating me at boxing, you know, these things. This is the toughest guy I think that I've beaten. Like, this is as far as I've gotten. I beat this guy, and then that's it. So, really, what you're witnessing is...
is the sort of pinnacle
kind
here.
Kind of my, I don't know what you'd call this.
The apogee?
I'm sure Malcolm Gladwell has some term for this bullshit. Like, you're at the point of, you know, where you can't get much further without a tremendous effort.
It's called a plateau.
Okay, I call it a Bald Bull, but that's fine.
Like, where basically you improve and you improve and you improve, and then you hit a point where you're no longer progressing up.
I should do a TED Talk based on this. Okay, here we go. Oh, no.
So this is the Bald Bull charge, which basically knocks you down if you screw it up. But if you get it right, it knocks him down right away.
Yeah.
By the way, there's like a blind guy who finished Punch Out. Like he got through Bald Bull.
How?
The sound effects.
He could just listen to the sound? And
yeah.
How could you even? That's impossible. I refuse to believe that. I don't think he's blind.
You don't think he's blind at all?
I think someone should throw a ball at his face and just test.
Just see what happens.
We're letting these blinds walk around without even testing them. Who do they think they are that they can just walk the streets with a cane? That could be a weapon. Ian left for some reason, probably to check on Pokemon.
The Pokestop didn't recharge as fast as I thought it would.
Uh-oh.
Which it seems like it should have recharged already, but...
I don't even know what any of that means. Let's focus on one game at a time.
Punch Out. One game at a time.
I need some coaching
All right.
on this Bald Bull. I think I'm doing fine on this guy, I guess.
So do you find it easier when you have a rhythm of just hitting the right? Because usually I found it easier to like go right, left, right.
Yeah, I find it easier to just do one because then you don't have to move your thumb as far.
Well, I found it was easier
it's
to get
probably
like a...
about Pete's playing of on the a... thickness of my thumb between the buttons.
Pete is playing on a Wii controller, like a Wii little nunchuck, which is might be the worst thing you could play this punch out on, perhaps aside from a like computer keyboard.
Why? What? Because the buttons are too small?
Well, the buttons are so close together.
But they're like the same on the 3DS, aren't they?
They're a little further apart.
Oh, shit. I should have done... That's what I've been playing on.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, smart and fun. Oh, I almost got punched.
You almost just got socked in the face right there.
Saved by the Bell. Let me ask you a question about Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Okay. You know how the song of that show goes, where it's like, when I woke up in the morning, mm-hmm. Oh, I should have pushed select.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
Fuck.
So, great, like, to give you an idea, Great Tiger has full health. Peter has basically no health. He's about to get punched a lot.
Yeah.
See if he'll survive. No,
oh,
he did not.
No.
This will make this round a lot harder because now Peter cannot fuck up.
It's a true underdog tale.
Yeah.
Undertale, if you will.
Because what happens is, like, normally you start off with 77 hearts, which means basically you can absorb a lot of punches and miss a lot of punches.
Yeah.
But if you get knocked down, you get one heart. So that means you have to land every punch.
Right.
Or you'll get tired.
And you lose hearts every time you get punched, and also every time you throw a punch that... See, I'm fucked. Every time you throw a punch that doesn't connect,
right.
You also... Come on, punch him! Oh, God.
So you need to recover. So now you've got 33 hearts that you've recovered.
That's good.
But you're going... Okay.
But I just got knocked down again.
But you just got knocked down again.
So you're just telling me my stats. You need to coach me.
All right.
Coach me. Save me. Throw in the towel. Oh, God.
So now there's not much I can coach you here. So press buttons. Press buttons.
Shit.
All right. So now you press select. Because
okay.
If you didn't do it last time, you'll be able to do it this time.
Do I have to push it a bunch or just
yes,
once?
Just keep it pushing it a bunch.
But then how do I know when I'm done?
Usually you do it until the text stops, like when they stop talking.
Okay. So I can be done.
Yeah. See if you get some health from it. Yeah,
right.
That's something.
Now, do you think, as if you were judging this round, would you give it to me on decision?
Second round, no. So now you can just block it. Block. There you go. You'll be good here. What are you doing?
I'm struggling a little with the control pad, to be honest.
You're just like...
It's pushing sideways instead of down.
All right, it looks like you got knocked out.
Oh, fuck.
Got knocked out by Great Tiger here.
See, Great Tiger was the one that when I was playing before I hated the most. Not mm-hmm. because he was hard, but because he just takes forever.
Right.
There's no fast... You cannot... It's like almost impossible to beat him in one round.
There's one website I could go to that has how you would beat Great Tiger in the first round.
Okay.
And it has like probably the best punch-out strategies. It's all the people who are trying to get like break time world records.
Okay.
But you know what the URL for it is?
No.
Showbizpizza.com.
Why?
Because I don't
know. Okay. So Showbiz Pizza, that's what Chuck E. Cheese was before it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
How the fuck did someone end up with that URL and then be like,
I'm going to make this a punch-out repository.
Yeah. How did those two things come together? Was Punch-Out at Showbiz Pizza?
I have to imagine, like, the arcade version was. Or, like, there has to be, like, some guy who played, like, the... Back in the olden days, to sample Nintendo games, you go to this thing called a Play Choice 10.
Yeah.
We got, like, 10 minutes with different Nintendo games.
Right.
There must have been some Chuck E. Cheese employee or Showbiz Pizza employee who did nothing but play Punch-Out.
Also, do you think it's that Showbiz Pizza existed anywhere when people were buying URLs? Was showbizpizza.com ever Showbiz Pizza?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Whoa, what is going on?
I'm having trouble with my buttons. I'm just getting... It's like it should be really super easy to block this punch, and I'm not successful.
I would not press select this time because you have a pretty decent amount of health. But at least this time, he usually starts off the round with the tiger trick punch.
Okay, so I could knock him down.
Yeah, so you'll be able to knock him down pretty early
on.
That
would be nice. I mean, I guess if I can make this block work here.
Block, 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 block.
Eh! It's making the noises, the effort noises. You were telling a story right before this restarted about something.
About Showbiz Pizza?
I don't know. I don't think it was Showbiz Pizza. So what does Showbiz Pizza say to do to knock this guy out, like, immediately?
I don't have that up on my phone. I can go get it.
God damn it.
I have to turn off my Pokemon.
God damn Pokemon.
Hold on, I'll go get it.
See, if I'm boxing right now, and you're like my coach, and I'm like, coach, what should I do? And you're like, hold on, I'm playing Pokemon right now. There's a lot in this stadium.
That's pretty realistic to what would happen in real life. Be like, hold on, there's a Hitmochan here.
Oh my god, a Hitmochan.
Oh, not here, but like in the boxing ring, a Hitmo Lee, rather.
Oh yeah, that would make sense.
Yep, showbizpizza.com has all the, it has the strategy section.
Okay, and it's got like for each guy?
Yes.
There are, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't fight any women in this game.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But what's amazing, I want to kind of show Cassie what this website looks like.
Okay. Oh, I TK'd Ode.
Not even
early 2000s. It's like basically 1995, 1997.
No, created August 14th, 2000.
It is an old school website.
It was created in 2000, so that's 16, and it probably hasn't changed layouts.
No.
What does it look like? A forum with space in the background?
Basically.
Oh, I can't look.
You can't look right now.
I can't do anything.
All right. So do you still want the strategy for Great Tiger?
I mean, maybe. I think I'm going to need it. Because I'm fighting Bald Bull, but I wouldn't say I'm killing it.
All right, I'll give you the Bald Bull strategy.
Shit. Don't get punched. He's hard to fight, man.
It has the knock him down at a minute 3, which you just passed.
Well, how would you do that? That's impossible. That's impossible. I mean, every time I think I'm doing good with him, and then I'm like, all right, I think I'm doing okay, then I immediately get knocked down. Does it have anything like as far as like centering your chi or something like that? Because I think that's what I need. I took a mental health assessment at work as part of a physical assessment thing. For like a wellness program. First of all, I'm borderline obese, it turns out.
Well, obviously.
And my mental health is a 55 out of 100. Here we go. Ugh, oh, no. Now, is that too early?
With the Bald Bull charge, it always feels like it's got to be much like earlier than you would think.
Yeah. So did I punch too early or too late, or you don't know?
It looks like you punched way too late.
You were Pokemoning.
Nope, you punched way too late.
Oh, God, you knocked me out. All right, well, tell me the strategy for India, McArabia, or whatever.
Oh, game over.
Give up, retire, start training to make a comeback.
All right, so are you ready for this whole strategy?
Well, yeah, except I didn't keep the... Oh, the password's in there for me. That's nice. Yep. Okay, yeah. Let's do... Oh, I have to fight Don Flamenco again. Now, how far did you think I would get in about 1 hour?
See, I kind of imagined that you would probably be right about where you are right now.
Okay.
But, like, you would never get past Don Flamenco.
Oh, okay. So I'm doing better than you thought.
That's right.
I mean, Don Flamenco is pretty easy. You just punch him a lot.
See, this is where you get the left-right rhythm that makes things a lot easier later on.
Well, this guy, if you punch him left-right, you can just keep punching him until he falls down.
Then I found it was easier to get more punches in, like doing it left and right.
Yeah.
Like alternating.
I find the buttons too far away for my lazy fingers. I was going to say thumbs, but they're thumbs, not thumbs.
It also prevents me from getting like this sort of yips where I'm just like frantically mashing one button.
Yeah.
And it does me no good, so it reminds me that I need to dodge. Oh, you got a knockout.
I knocked him down. 10 count. That lazy bitch couldn't get back up.
Got him knocked out in 52 seconds.
Look at that. Everyone's impressed.
King Hippo again.
Now, can I beat King Hippo again? I don't know. I can't very consistently. King Hippo is like the most video game-ass guy in this game. He's just this big fatso.
Well, it's like everyone else, there's sort of different ways of beating him, but even going through Showbiz Pizza, there's like pretty much one way. You wait till he opens his mouth, and then you punch him over and over again in the stomach.
Yeah, and he's very like a video game boss where it's like there's a secret way to defeat him, you know? You gotta hit him in the secret spot. That's like such a video game thing.
Like, basically, if it were made today, it would have a red glowing spot.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Whatever yellow glowing organ, that's where you hit him.
Yeah, and you're like, you should have put some of that makeup on it. That green makeup that makes your skin look normal if it looks red.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, like, rosacea.
Like, or you do, like, PETA in the Hunger Games and you make it look sort of bark-colored.
Yeah. I have not seen the Hunger Games. Or are we talking about the books? I haven't read them. I read the first one. So I guess it doesn't matter.
That's a movie.
Which one?
Yeah, the first one has the one where, like, PETA, like, masquerades as tree bark, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was a cake decorator, and apparently, like, in their district...
That's retarded.
Yeah, in their district, they must have had, like, a bunch of cakes that needed to look like trees.
Even though they lived in a really poor district.
That didn't... They had trees in their district, right?
Why would they have cakes?
District. Why would you indulge in cake that's decorated?
They're like, we have one egg
right.
to serve this entire district.
Maybe like their district had a ton of frosting and nothing else.
Maybe he was just like really, yeah. Maybe PETA's like really obnoxious and he's like, I must make a cake. And they're just like, oh God, just let him have the egg.
Just let him have the egg. He'll never stop.
He won't shut up. But it'll be goddamn like goddamn cake. Oh. It's perfection. There we go.
He's just walking into town every day. Cake! Cake!
Poonmaster Flex and I have watched some episodes of a little show called Cupcake Wars.
Mm.
It's like the dumbest show ever. Yes. But there's a French guy on it that I'm obsessed with. Because I here's what I started.
Glass Joe?
No.
Oh.
Florian Bélanger. He has the most French name ever.
Right.
And so he... I got obsessed with the idea of the cat, Sicily, being on Cupcake Wars and suddenly trying to make cupcakes for people, you know, and like...
The sort of Ratatouille, but a cat version.
Yeah, Catatouille.
It's like if the internet made Ratatouille.
And so, you know, she serves a cupcake and he's like, this cupcake is just a capou on a plane. And she's like, well, I don't know.
I thought she would have, like, the sort of racist Japanese voice.
No, she just says hero.
Oh.
But the rest of her voice is like, yes. Yep. I can't... You have to give me a thing
It's sort
say,
of like a nebbish thing to say.
I don't know how to make a cupcake.
Like, I never learned how to bake.
Yeah.
I'm a cat. I don't know. I don't meow.
No, hero is the only... And that also hero. Started because of the Adele song.
Oh.
Which I would sing, except I didn't know... Any of the words or the rhythm.
All right, so he's going to, like, do his tiger punch soon?
Okay. Yeah, I heard the Adele song on the radio, like, once and was like, is this the song that I've been singing? And
no, I told you, and you were like, this is it?
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't sound anything
out.
Like the song
block,
I made up.
Block, 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 block.
For the cat. No! No! The song that I made up for the cat sounds nothing like Adele's hit Hello. So, but yeah, it's like, hello, it's me, Sicily, and that's pretty much the whole thing. Oh, wait.
A kitten is no match for a tiger.
Yeah, we were talking about cats. That's what got me distracted.
Mm.
Oh, I have so much energy now.
Do you
think,
full health.
Okay, you know, so
he's
your energy
the,
is like this white bar.
He's going to do this punch again. Block, 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 block.
Your energy is this white bar.
Yep.
And you know how they say boxers, like, shouldn't have sex?
Mm-hmm.
Because it weakens their legs. Do you think the white bar represents your semen power? And then, like, as you get hit, it, like, lowers your semen and therefore your power.
Well, that would imply that, like, when you're in the corner, Doc Lewis is filling you with semen somehow.
I said it looked like he was jacking me off.
Well, it seems like it'd be emptying your semen rather than, like, filling you up.
Doc Lewis is like, oh, hell no, I'll fill you with semen.
And I'll fill you with semen, boy.
He puts it right in your face. He's like, I only know one way to fill a man with semen.
We got to get it straight to the source. Got to get it all up in them guts so you can take a punch.
There's only one way to save a boxer on the ropes.
That's right.
Fill him with semen. That would be awesome. Yeah, I wish that was part of this game, you know? They're like...
The fucking the other boxer simulation.
Yeah, or like...
The guy is in the corner...
And he's injecting a syringe of semen in your pee hole while he's like giving you a pep talk. You know?
Do it! Oh, yes. At 2:59.
Oh, I was almost out of time.
Yeah, you almost didn't make that.
I just kind of want to punch Mario. Doesn't he look real punchable right there?
Just with his hand up in the air? Yeah, like his gut's vulnerable. All right, so do you want Showbiz Pizza's strategy?
Yeah, for Ball Bull. All
right. So don't start.
Okay. All right. Is that part of the strategy or...
So, this has three phases.
Okay.
All right. So let me see if there's a more general, like a more simple strategy.
Yeah, I don't think I can do phases.
All right. So it has three knockdowns, which this one's shorter.
Okay.
Begin the fight by throwing two jabs to Bald Bull, and you'll get a star at the second one.
Okay.
As soon as you get a star, throw a star uppercut and follow with another jab to get another star.
Oh, God. I can't do that. I can't do like a... This is not a fucking choreographed dance.
It just says throw two jabs right away, so try to do that.
Well, that didn't do shit. Are jabs punches to the face?
The body.
Okay, that's what I did. You know what this is missing from the arcade? Is when you would punch the guy... Ooh, I got a star.
There you go.
In the arcade, when you punched him, it would be like, body blow, body blow. It sounded like the guy they got the guy from B-52s. Then you did a body blow.
Body blows all the time.
What's that guy's name? Fred?
I think so.
Fred Phelps or something?
I don't think it's Fred Phelps. Fred Armisen?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See,
but you're close. You'll get a knockdown.
When I start talking, I can't do it.
So you're gonna get the knockdown. When I stop talking,
then the talking stops.
When you're not talking, there's no talking. All right, here comes the Bald Bull charge. Get him a little earlier than you think. There it is.
Yeah,
you got him
right in his tum tum.
So now, like, if you hit him right in the stomach, he goes down. Ooh, he's having a hard time getting up.
He's gonna get up. He always gets up.
Yeah. But you got a knockdown right there.
I think Bald Bull is kind of like my physical ideal of what I want to be.
Bald.
Bald, mustached, and like fat ripped. Because like his front looks ripped, but his back looks really fat. When he's laying on the ground, he looks grotesque.
It's like a man who somehow... There you go. You got the Bald Bull charge. Again. Second time. See if he gets up from this one.
He probably
It's like a
will.
Guy who does nothing but crunches and somehow never goes to the lat machine.
Yeah, his just back is somehow... It's like he's the only success story for the Ab Circle Pro.
he bought an ab roller and he uses it every day.
Yeah, a lot.
Just a lot. And you definitely want a select trick this time.
Select trick. Fill me with that sweet semen, Doc.
What's Put his it name? In me, Doc Lewis.
Doc, this is horrible. I keep wanting to call him Doc Brown. But not because he's brown, because that's the Doc
Whatever.
From
Racist.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Doc Lewis. Where did they come up with that?
Oh, like Joe Lewis?
Is that why?
Oh, I mean, shit. Like, there's some later ones. Like, Mr. Sandman is like Joe Frazier, basically.
The later boxers actually represent actual boxers.
Well, I mean, the original did have Mike Tyson in it.
That's true. Now, did they take him out because he's a rapist or like...
Oh, they took him out actually because like they couldn't... Like the license for him was only for 3 years, but they wanted to re-release the game.
3 fucking years? What were they thinking? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm down. Down for the count.
He took you down that round.
His laugh sounds suspiciously like Ganon from the second
Zelda.
It's
the same laugh. Like it's the same thing.
I thought so. Oh, so God, fucking damn it.
You have to fight Great Tiger again. This will become a two-parter episode.
I'm tired of this guy.
All right, so one of the tricks with Great Tiger is that if you see his jewel flash and you punch him in the face, you get a star.
I did not. Oh, like right when it flashes?
Yep.
Oh.
See, that's coaching.
Yeah, I got a star. I lost it immediately because I'm not good at games.
Well, I can only do so much. But there you go. Punch him.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I get stars and I lose. I'm not very good at deploying the stars. So like, the stars let you do like a super uppercut.
Which you have to have a little time to charge. But yeah. Like if you connect them just right, it really drains people's health.
Yeah, but I can never do them. I gave up on that long ago.
And I think a part of it is like when it's you get the star, you get all excited too. And you're like, I got a star.
I do.
And you
I'm
get,
like, yes, 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 yes.
Rhythm. And especially because that punch disrupts your rhythm. Which your rhythm is so weird because you do nothing but throw rights.
It's my good hand. Fuck it.
You're like the... I mean, every boxer... Like, if I were in Great Tiger's corner, I'd be like, watch the right.
I'm Rocky in... which block, Rocky 3 block, when he switched
block.
From what Southpaw. You, I can't... It won't... I can't. I'm trying. I'm trying. Don't yell at me.
It's over, Pete. Don't press select this throw time because, like, you have a pretty high health already.
I do? I thought it was low.
No, that's pretty high.
Oh, boy.
Watch this.
I think you may have miscoached me. Okay. I'm full of cum. My gloves are even white right now.
And you have 77 hearts.
Yeah, why do my pants change colors? Uh-oh.
You're scared and you pee blue urine.
See, I can't. And then once he starts punching me, I cannot get back into it.
Like, once you get out of that rhythm, you're just
broken. I don't
think
it's a rhythm. I really think I... cannot control the controller. Because I never had a problem with it on the DS. But on this thing, it's giving me a lot of trouble.
It's what happens when you have an emulated thing. So this is a lesson to everybody. Don't steal.
Yeah, don't steal. But, you know, sometimes steal. 'Cause whatever.
Don't steal Punch Out.
Stealing is way cheaper than buying. I would say it's 100% cheaper. I'm not going to make it.
And dodge. There you go. So you still got the knockout. Now the trick, now for this round, you don't need to try to knock him out. You just need to try to get his health low.
No,
but he's probably going to do the magic punch again.
Fuck this motherfucker.
Oh. That's okay. You want to just try to get his health low. All right.
I have a question.
Block. Block,
did people start
block,
calling people
block,
wearing
block.
Turbans Hajis because of Johnny Quest?
I think so.
And is that like... I know it's supposed to be insulting, but I thought Haji was supposed to be like cool.
Well, the weird part is like Hajis is a Muslim thing, and like lots of people who wear turbans are Sikhs. So it's like totally different religion.
What was Haji?
I don't think they really specified in Johnny Quest. Like I think they made him like generic non-white person.
Not American.
Like... not American, but also not Russian and not black.
Now, also, do you remember? I feel like in the Johnny Quest opening, they're flying on a magic carpet at some point. Is that crazy to think that that happened?
I think that did happen.
Or am I wrong? Because I think I was always a little confused if Haji was some kind of genie.
Because I think like they wanted him to be Indian, but they couldn't come up with an Indian-sounding name that would say Indian. Starting with Haji. Even though that would not be Hindu at all.
Couldn't they just ask an Indian guy?
Maybe they didn't have any Indian guys working at Hanna-Barbera. Like,
that's
nobody.
That's probably true. If there were any Indian guys there, they should not step forward because they should be embarrassed about
they're like,
most of the output they had in the 70s and the 80s. The Herculoids, that was bullshit.
It seemed, yeah, it kind of seemed like they called in their monsters to do all the dirty work for them.
Well, block, they had like a Triceratops block, that shot block, tennis balls. Block. Who fucking cares? They had a blob that would be like, and then it would make a bridge across a chasm.
It also had a kid, like an even
yeah,
more
just
useless
some idiot kid. Oh yeah, there was a dad blob and a kid blob.
And it's like they made the. It's sort of cruel that they made him bring his kid into battle.
Well, and also they're like, which character should we have two of? I don't know, the blob.
He's easy
that
to
no
draw.
One can fucking understand. Yeah. Yeah, he's just an oval.
Yeah,
with
so, like
a
like,
spot
we made
of shining light on him.
All right, so we're back at Bald Bull again.
Okay. Here we go. It's on.
There we go. We've got a rhythm.
I wish you fought Donkey Kong in this game.
You do in the Wii version.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's very hard.
Yeah, but that's fun.
And like, in order to fight Donkey Kong, I looked this up, you have to go through the whole game twice.
That's redonk. I hate when that's redonkey Kong.
That's redonkey Kong.
I hate when they do that. That was like a thing in old Nintendo. Like, you know what? To get the real ending, you go through the exact same game twice in a row. And you're like, who wants to do that?
Who has time for that?
Well, and it's just annoying. Cause
especially
you're like,
when the game is
you.
Super hard. Like,
and they're all hard.
That's like, that was Ghosts and Goblins. Like, to get the true
yeah,
ending,
it's impossible.
You had to
you have
go
to do
through
it twice.
Twice.
No one could do that. Not
so
one kid
is
on the block.
Just knocking you down. That's second time this round.
Good coaching, you know, though. He's just knocking. You're commentating. You're not coaching.
Well, I realized that this is kind of a hopeless journey at this point.
How dare you? I'm about to knock him down.
There you go.
Fat fuck.
All right, so he's probably going to do the bald bull charge right when he gets up.
Look at his stubby little legs.
His foot is, like, really bent over, too.
He's kind of like underarm flab. Okay, here we go. Oh, shit.
Usually does the bald bull charge right away when he gets up. There you go.
Here we go. Oh, got
him.
So you
got the timing down for that. It's really all I'm going to wait for.
This is what sucks about this game. You have to just wait for them to decide to do their stupid thing that they do.
Their special move.
Yeah, and then when they do it, you're like, all right, you're fucked. Oh, but then I just got knocked down.
TKO.
Damn it. Damn it. Oh, we're already at an hour. Okay.
All right.
Should we do it one more attempt?
One more attempt to get up there?
I mean, I guess I have to fight this asshole again.
You're going to fight Great Tiger one more time.
This is what sucks in this game. I've fought Great Tiger like 1,000 times.
And yet you still get beaten by that magic punch.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And you can't hit him when his gym is glowing.
I can too. I did it like 3 times.
Shit. And by 3 you mean 0.
Well, you
know. Now you got the yips. Calm down.
I just want to punch him and make him go away.
Got the yips. Stop it. Don't worry about getting the glowy gym.
Oh, man.
You're about to... Oh, my God. Settle down. Focus.
No, I need to punch. How am I supposed to focus when I've got alarm bells going off all over the place?
It's what, Wilma wants the show to be, and now Poon Master Flex wants the show to be this as well.
Yeah. Bring
your
cat on.
Cat?
Yeah, there's a cat with a microphone.
Hey, I took a picture like that of the cat. She didn't say
really
shit.
Great.
I'll show it to you. I tried, because I was like, if I could get a cat to be my co-host, I could talk about anything and still be the most popular show ever.
I remember that post. Like, if you got it to work, then Serial was doomed.
Yeah.
Because
who
block,
wants to hear
block,
like
block.
A well thought out? Oh, God damn it! Who wants to hear like a well thought out story when I could just talk about something and then it's like, meow.
Here's a kitty,
and it's real.
Like, what do you think about the Republican convention, Sicily?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very good.
That's what she does in the night, and then Poon Master Flex barely turns from the pillow and just yells at her, kind of.
Sicily.
And this is the life I live. Day to day.
All right.
Here we go.
Block, 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 block.
Bam. In 21 seconds, he got knocked down.
He started with that magic punch, which is not a great way to start.
USA. USA.
USA forever. India never.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite chants from high school football.
Yeah, I don't think I can recall. Granted, my knowledge of boxing is not that great,
mm-hmm.
but I can't recall any like super famous boxers from India.
No. I don't really remember any boxers from anywhere except the United States, Eastern Europe, and like the UK. That seems to be the only places. Damn
like it. No one else had boxing, really. Lennox Lewis, I guess, is British, which is
yeah.
from Europe.
That's UK.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess they just don't punch each other enough.
Or maybe like, well, maybe they like they all play soccer instead, and they teach you not to use your hands,
Jesus
and boxing's
Christ.
All about using your hands. Oh,
soccer.
This will be tough.
What are they thinking? Yeah, I'm struggling. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah, this will be the third round. We're going into round three.
He doesn't even have... You know, they always trash talk, which is something I always liked about...
Oh, you didn't do the select Fighter. Trick.
I don't need it.
You don't need it. You're going to get one punch in, and that'll knock him down.
Oh, shit.
Block, 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 block. There you go.
Switching
punch him.
And using my right hand, and that works better. I don't know why.
Five.
I forgot what I was going to say about soccer.
Oh, soccer is terrible. Soccer. Well,
what's to say?
That's probably why the world doesn't have good boxers, is that they all play a sport where you're not supposed to use your hands.
You're not getting your brain destroyed all the time.
Right. Well, they teach you not to use your hands forever, and then you get into boxing, and they're like trying to kick somebody in the shins. They're like, oh, I can't use my hands.
Must be nice to have your sport where you don't destroy your own, you know, brain.
Exactly.
Must be nice, Your Highness.
That's why in America we have not one but two sports that destroy your brain.
And a boxer goes in to play soccer and is like, I don't understand. Where's the syringe full of semen?
Can you make my milk, mommy? No, that's not how the sport works.
Well, I don't care. Then I don't care. All What's the advantage?
Block, 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 block. Punch him.
Bam. I think there I just won.
Did you get the TKO?
Yes.
All right, so we got back to Bald Bull.
Yes.
Right around the hour
mark. Look
how
chubby his little legs are.
He's like all legs.
He's got no thigh gap.
Little Mac did not skip leg day.
No.
At all. Ever.
Or that's like where just all the hot dogs go.
He just stores them all in there.
I've seen ripped legs and I've seen fat legs. And I think these are hot dog legs.
All right.
By which I mean filled with hot dogs.
So the first punch is going to be the spin punch, then the jab. There you go.
So far, so good. All right. Okay.
And he always throws two of those. Like, whenever he does the spin punch, he'll always throw one spin punch and then the jab.
What an asshole. I mean, this seems so unfair. It seems like if I vaguely win, I should just win.
If you get close, it should count as a victory. That's really what you're saying.
If you saw these two fuckers get in a bar fight and the little one won, you'd be like, what the fuck just happened? Because you'd be like, he was fighting a literal monster.
Bald Bull is like nearly 300 pounds.
Yeah. And I'm 107. That's a small dude.
And you did knock him down.
I mean, this would be like a kung fu movie, basically. And this you just is watch, like the tiniest guy take
This is like
on
the
huge...
prequel to Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, this is nuts.
You should be like clinging to his weird like mustache and trying to stab him on the top of his bald head.
Now, is like Doc whatever, is there he also my time. Fight promoter? Is he the one who's scheduling these fights for me? Because if so, I don't think he's got my best interest
in
mind.
Yeah, you need a better agent.
I think he's fucking
Little
me.
Mac. I think he wants you dead. Like, maybe he's taking out a big insurance policy.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the story mode of Punch-Out, is like you have this big...
There should be a thing where it's like Million Dollar Baby, and you're in the hospital and paralyzed, and it's like, push the button!
Push the button to relieve, like, to let Little Mac die. Oh, there's three!
I beat him.
There you go.
I did it.
You got past
the hour.
Bald Bull.
Look at that.
Da, na, 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 this is the farthest you've ever been, isn't it?
Na, 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 na. I mean, I fought this next guy, but I never beat him.
Oh, okay. Do, 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 do.
Look at that. New champion.
Beep, beep.
This is the sweet montage that you earn whenever
That's
you
right.
beat a new stage.
Unlike the first one, which takes place in the day, this takes place at night, so it's totally different.
Now, Poon Master, I was thinking an awesome Halloween costume for us. Would be me in pink jumpsuit, you in a super stuffed red sweatshirt and black pants.
With a towel?
On a bike, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
And so as long as there's no blackface involved.
Yeah, no blackface.
Can you just paint your hands? Is that still blackface? Does anyone do that?
I think, yeah, I don't think you can do any of it.
Now, I have a question.
No blackface.
No, not blackface. You know, they sell like a Barack Obama mask. That's okay. Is that okay?
I think that's still okay, because that's the president.
Now, okay, and does it matter if I'm, like, pro-Barack Obama or con?
I don't think it matters very much.
So I could be Barack Obama for Halloween if I wear a mask.
Yes.
That's okay? Are we sure?
I think if you bought the mask,
could I be Mr. T? Could I be Kimbo Slice?
Mr. T, yes. Kimbo Slice, maybe. But you're going to have to explain that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
And any costume that you have to explain doesn't work.
Okay.
It's like trying to be the, it's like trying to be the Indian ghost? Indian in the Village People. Like, if you're all the other village people are around, it will make sense.
Oh.
But
yeah,
if the,
can you
the other
dress
one...
that way? Because that's, like, racist. But if you're the Village People, what choice do you have?
But that's where, like, you always have to stick around with all the other village people. Like, they can never leave you for a second.
Yeah, because they're, like, because then super gay-looking cop.
Right.
Gay construction worker.
They're like, oh, Village People. I get what this is.
I don't
and
even
you're
know
about to go down.
What are the other ones?
Oh, there's the construction worker. There's the cop. There's the Native American.
But that's okay. I made it as far as I thought I could.
Farther than you thought, right? Farther than I thought. I also did not think you'd get past Bald Bull, but you got the Bald Bull charge down and got punched. And
look at that. Suck it, assholes. That and by that I mean listeners. Suck it, assholes.
And by suck it, you mean go to Amazon.com.
Yeah. And buy digitally stimulated. It's like this, but without sound or narration.
Right.
Or a game actually being played.
That's true. So it might be better. It might be worse.
No, it's better.
You'll have to buy it and see.
Nothing is worse than this.
That's true. Nothing is worse than this.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Suck it, assholes.